Very well, guys. It's always great. Too bad I can't be here. As you know, we're out recruiting, but on behalf of our football program, we're really excited to echo some of the statements that Tom has just made. This is a great bowl game, an excellent opponent. Central Michigan enjoys a great national reputation. Our football players are excited about this ball game. It's an opportunity for us to get 8 wins, and to go back-to-back is certainly special. And our players are really excited about going to Boise. Boise is a great community. I know that everything that Boise does is first class. This is my colleagues around the country have spoken great things about this bowl game. I think the fact that Tom mentioned it's in the afternoon, really want to encourage our fans to come and paint the town brown and gold. It'll be a great experience, and we're certainly excited about playing.
Yes, questions. You're on the road recruiting, but what is what's kind of the preparation for the team? Do you start practicing when you get back later this week, or how do you know kind of a timeline of how you prepare for this?
Yeah, we've laid some plans out. We had different scenarios. We will start practice on Thursday and have several practices through the weekend. We probably will not practice next Monday, maybe Tuesday, and then we'll come back and resume. We need to have some time for our players to prepare for finals. There'll be some really intense practices. This is going to be a great opportunity for us to take a step forward.
Coach, I think last year you talked about using these practices kind of as obviously a way to prepare for the game, but also to maybe get some younger guys involved in preparation for next year. Is that kind of a similar approach this time around as well?
Well, certainly, as I think if you ask any college football coach that has a pleasure and opportunity to play in these bowl games, it does give some of your younger players an opportunity to get some practice reps in. However, our main focus is going to be to win the game.
Greg, I know you'll get back and maybe get a better gauge of this, but how is the health of your team, at least what you know now going into this?
Well, we had a couple light practices on over the weekend. Josh was out there competing and throwing, and we were really encouraged. I think the arrow certainly is pointing up as far as his progression. And so that was really encouraging to say he's at 100%. I don't know, between Josh and I and our sports medicine people, that would be quite accurate. But he's pretty doggone far along, significant improvement. So I know that's going to be an asked question many times. I don't have the answer right now, but I would say it would be very probable he'll be at 100%. We're still looking at a couple guys being out, Ravonte Holt, several other guys, but we're hopeful that some of these guys are going to be able to come back before the bowl game.
So, Coach, if he is 100%, do you expect him to play with so many players that have NFL aspirations? They sit out these bowl games.
Right.
He doesn't seem that type of guy. Do you expect him to play if he's 100%?
Yeah, Josh and I have had some candid conversations about this, and he's all in for the Wyoming Cowboys, and the marker is going to be 100%, and so that. He and I both discussed that. He'll have, consultation with our sports medicine's office. But I know Josh really wants to play. He also wants to have the best player to go out there to help us win. We believe he'll be in that position. If he's 100%, he's going to play.
Coach, I know after the San Jose State game, you mentioned you thought Caden had a torn ACL, and also Jabari Jackson with a knee injury. Or any updates on those two guys?
Yeah, thanks for refreshing my memory. We did find out that there really was not an ACL tear with Caden. There's an opportunity for him to be back. That'll be touch and go, but we'll know certainly more this next week. We also feel like Jabari is going to come back and be in good shape for the bowl game.
Craig, how hard has this been to juggle with the new signing period coming up on December 20th, and you guys are out recruiting and now getting ready to prepare for a bowl game? Just how challenging has it been even to this point to juggle all of that?
Well, typically, Robert, football coaches are not great multitaskers. We're very focused on the task at hand. However, in this day and age, your program is really, it's imperative to multitask. We've been doing in-season recruiting all during the fall, and we've gotten some really good results from that. Along with that, you know, we've got some great inroads in our recruiting base. And then the other thing that has helped, you know, our experience last year preparing for a bowl game, and then just our coaching staff, particularly myself, through the years of, you know, a long period of time in between your last game and the bowl game, what kind of recipe to use. We feel like we've got a lot of balls up in the air, but we're juggling them fine right now.
Coach, do you like going to a venue, A, that you've played at before, but also a venue where a Mountain West kind of town, maybe you can get mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of hometown support?
Well, we've got, you know, us in Boise, particularly the last 2 years, have enjoyed some great competition. We, you know, want to congratulate Boise State for representing our conference and winning the conference championship. You know, each time that I've gone to Boise, I know my family members have gone to Boise. I think it's a hidden gem. Our guys are really excited about the ball game. Boise is a phenomenal community. And I know I really want to encourage our fans, if you've not been there, it'll be a great experience.
Coach, I know there's been some discussion about maybe creating a rule in the NCAA where red shirts would be able to play in the bowl game and things like that. Do you have thoughts on, you know, any sort of rule like that in the future?
Sure. You know, that's I'm on our competition committee, and that's a much debated topic along with the AFCA Board of Trustees. At times, you know, the whole landscape has changed with eligibility. There's ideas being thrown out that a guy can compete in four games, whichever one you choose, and still retain another year. That's going to be a topic that will go into this legislative cycle. You know, for us, and I think a lot of other colleagues around the country, we would be open to having a guy have an opportunity, because what, quite frankly, happens is some guys end up playing one game and using a whole year. There's not a lot of flexibility. The rules are what they are. We all know them, but I think they certainly can be tweaked to benefit the student athlete.
Coach, can you just touch on the trajectory of your team and going to bowl games back-to-back and just kind of mm-hmm. how that fit a little bit with your timeline?
Well, I appreciated Tom Berman's comments, because there's probably nobody well-versed on Cowboy football between he and Kevin McKinney. And I wouldn't classify this as historic, but it certainly, I think, is an indication that we're really making progress to laying, a great foundation for long-term success, which is really what Cowboy football has been lacking. There's a clear vision, a clear commitment by our university. There's an all-in approach by our coaching staff and our players, and this is another step forward. It was not by chance that, you know, we qualified with 7 wins. This football team's resilient, but I think a lot of the building blocks that were laid over the last couple of years are now to bear the fruit of our labors.
Craig, would you say, too, another step would be to finish this season strong with, mm-hmm. with a win and a bowl win? Is that another step in the progression in your mind?
It is, Robert. You know, we've got competitive guys, and you go through a rigorous schedule, and there was no doubt as we got to the tail end of the year, just because of how Lady Luck fell, some of our guys were pretty doggone beat up. That's not to take away anything from San Jose State, but those are just the facts, and this is going to be an opportunity for our football team to be refreshed, redefined, and re-energized to come up with an 8th win.
Coach, what do you think this team learned about playing in a bowl game from last year that they can take over to this year's bowl game with those mm-hmm. all those guys coming back?
Well, I think, first of all, nothing drives you more than your expectation. Now, the opportunity for our players to I've got an ambulance coming up here, guys, and they're not coming after me. They're going to go past. Expectations are such that, you know, that raises each player's expectations. Certainly a familiarity with practicing, some of the festivities that occur, you know, going through in your preparation, how important the practices are at your home site, are really important, because I think our players recognize when you get to the on-site bowl game, there's a lot of festivities which are really, really fun and great to participate in. But many times, you know, you don't have an opportunity to prepare like you would in a regular season week. And so our players recognize the importance of practices in Laramie. And then I think last year, just coming out and coming up short and not winning the game, our guys really have a desire in their heart to finish this season off on a high note. And we know we're going to be challenged by Central Michigan, but it's a great opportunity and a really great opponent.